Labor Day from all of us at SB Nation Radio. Sitting in for Game Night with Matt Perrault, here's Jason Gotch.
Things changed some, it's hard to say. I didn't think my quarterback was going to hurt his knee in non-contact drill on Tuesday. So things change. We'll just see how it goes.
Those are the words of Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. What a turn of events here for the Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater goes down with a major knee injury. In comes Sam Bradford in a deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. It is Jason Gotch rolling along with you on Labor Day. Great to have you aboard. More time for your phone calls and your tweets coming up. But right now, let's roll out to our Progressive Insurance guest line here at SB Nation Radio. We're pleased to be joined by Vikings color commentator Pete Bursich, also played for Notre Dame and in the NFL in his playing career. Pete, I appreciate the time. Thanks for making time out for us here on SB Nation Radio.
Oh, no problem. How are you guys tonight?
Doing well, and probably better than Mike Zimmer is after what happened to Teddy Bridgewater. We'll talk about that in just a second. But let's talk about this trade with the Philadelphia Eagles, Sam Bradford coming to Minnesota. Give us your evaluation of this deal from the Minnesota perspective.
Well, I think it says a couple of things. I mean, one is that they know that Adrian Peterson is not going to be around forever. And so that window is, it's closing. And you look at the quarterbacks that Adrian has played behind, none of them really ever panned out. Teddy was well on his way. And, Teddy last year with 14 touchdowns, not unbelievable numbers, but was looking good. And he had a really good preseason game against the Chargers. We were excited about having the new stadium being indoors. Maybe that would help. He hasn't, he spent a lot of time behind Christian Ponder, just hasn't had a quarterback to play with, and I think that's part of the reason why I think the Vikings went and made the move, because I think that they know that the window of having Adrian is pretty short. I think that if they can throw the ball, especially deep into the outside, you'll be able to take some pressure off, or at least put defenses in a bit of a bind. They can't just pack the box anymore and just try to stop Adrian, where we'll make him pay throwing the ball outside, which is the deep and outside throws were not necessarily Teddy's forte. So the move, I think, is it costly? Well, yeah, you lose the first round pick, the conditional one. If you get far enough, then so be it. But it's not like Rick Spielman to trade away draft picks like that. He loves his draft picks, and we built a lot of good players on this team through the draft, through the later rounds of the draft. So nothing to be taken lightly, but I think the Vikings ownership with the new stadium said, hey, this is a big year. We're all in, and we want to be relevant.
Pete, I know you played on the defensive side of the ball, but how difficult is this going to be for Sam Bradford to come in the week before the opening game of the season and try and learn Norv Turner's offense and also thrive in it this year?
Yeah, it'll be challenging. I think having Pat Shurmur, who was his offensive coordinator prior, they've worked together. He can build that bridge between what he's used to and what Norv Turner wants to do. You'll have to spoon feed it to him a little bit, but he is a veteran. He's been around for more than about 7 or 8. This will be his 8th season, so I believe he has enough experience that he should be able to pick certain things up pretty quickly. I think Adrian Peterson loves to run behind a fullback. He didn't early on in his career. He doesn't like the shotgun. It wasn't quite what he liked to do. Teddy liked that. And for young quarterbacks, they like the shotgun because they never have to turn their backs on the defense, whereas now I think we have the opportunity to do some play action and getting the ball deep and working defenses that way. So I think they can get enough under his belt to get him out there and get a good week one start against Tennessee.
Pete, you mentioned a week one start against Tennessee. Zimmer hasn't officially committed here, but is it pretty much a foregone conclusion that he is going to be the starter, Sam Bradford, against the Titans on Sunday?
I would have to say Bradford would be the starter when you give up that much. And this isn't taking anything away from Sean Hill. I mean, Sean Hill, we drafted Sean Hill when I was coaching with the Vikings, and he's a very, very capable backup. He's the kind of guy that could win 3, 4, 5 games out of you, but he's not the kind of guy at 35 years old that can play 16 games to get you through a season, which is another big reason why they made the move. But even if Sean Hill does start the game or start this weekend or against Tennessee, I think he can get us out and get us through and get us a victory. You know, we're a team that has had success due to a couple things. Number one, scoring defense. And then number two is the running game. And both of those things favor a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over. And you look at Bradford, he does, you know, 78 touchdowns, 52 interceptions. The one thing that would really hurt this team is a quarterback that just gets back there and wants to sling it all over the field and turns the ball over 2-3 times a game, or we fumble 2-3 times a game. But that would derail, I think, how the Vikings have built this. So I think having said all that, I think Bradford will be a really good fit.
Pete Bursich, our guest from the Vikings Radio Network, joining me, Jason Gotch, here on SB Nation Radio regarding the Minnesota Vikings and the trade for Sam Bradford. Pete, what I get from the first few minutes of our conversation is that it sounds like you don't think that, as bad as the Bridgewater injury was and unfortunate for him and the Vikings franchise, this move with Bradford kind of sounds like you think the Vikings' potential is still there to have a good season.
Yeah, I do. I really do. Like Teddy, you got to look at what Teddy was strong with and what he was good at. He was a very mobile quarterback, which helped because it keeps teams from playing certain defenses. It keeps teams from playing man. He's able to scramble. He's able to move the chains. And I think the best part of Teddy was he was just careful with the football. He was prudent with the football. Let's put it that way. But from an explosion standpoint on offense, we were never able to make teams pay for stacking the box and trying to stop the running game. And you should be able to or need to stretch teams vertically, which, again, that's not something we did a whole lot of last year. And I think Bradford should be able to do that. I mean, Teddy, again, was on his way. He was looking so much better. He had a lot of improvements from the year before. He missed the game against Seattle due to shoulder soreness. He was a late scratch, which raised a lot of eyebrows. Then he comes back against San Diego, and that's as good as he's looked in the 2.5 years or so that I've seen him play. And then, you know, shortly after that, he injures himself. So, unfortunately, you don't have, like I said, you don't have a big window of time. He's got some veterans on his team, especially at the running back spot, and you can't waste an opportunity. You can't let Adrian just ride out in the sunset without giving him a shot.
Pete, give the national audience a little preview of the Vikings' new stadium. How do you think that's going to affect the team and the franchise?
I think it's going to give a huge boost to this team. I mean, they've been playing in the Metrodome. The Metrodome was great once you got in your seat, but if you left your seat, it was a disaster. But it was a very loud environment, and I think that the stadium is going to bring that back. Anybody who came up, especially back when I played in the late 90s, I mean, the crowd noise was just a huge advantage. Any team that came in there, I mean, even defensively, we couldn't talk. We had to use hand signals because it was so loud. And that first game at home, regular season, will be a Sunday night game against the Packers, and that place will be rocking. It'll be loud. It's a beautiful stadium. The Wilfs, so glad that the Wilfs, who are developers, took this over and bought the team and had this done, because they did it the right way. It's a magnificent facility, and it's loud, and that's the way it needs to be. So hopefully that'll give us another advantage at home, is with the crowd noise.
Pete, final question. Appreciate your time once again. About a minute left here. When you say the Vikings, you think they can have a good season, do you look at them as a Super Bowl contender or just a team that right now should be a contender for a playoff spot?
Well, I think that they're absolutely a contender for a playoff spot. They won the division last year. You know, we'll find out how good they are after week three. I mean, out of the gate, you play Tennessee at Tennessee, Green Bay at home, and then we go to Carolina and play Carolina there. So you're playing two of the best teams in the NFC back-to-back early in the season, a great litmus test to say this is where we are, this is how we're doing. You know, Green Bay, by the way, they got Jordy Nelson back, so they're feeling good, they're healthy. Carolina has everybody back, so they're healthy too. They got their big wide receiver back. So, it'll be a great test to see where this team is. And if we get Bradford in there and are able to win a couple of those games, I think with him only having a few weeks in the offense, then the best is yet to come. And if, you know, it's more about playing your best ball, you know, late in the year.
Pete, really appreciate the time. Got to run. We're up against the clock.